Were you there when they crucified our Lord? Meditations on Calvary, written and narrated by Linda Bonnie Olin. Content and audio production, copyright 2017, Linda Bonnie Olin. www.lindabonnieolin.com. Chapter 6, The Redeemed. Savior Jesus, you teach us by example to love generously and obey God faithfully. In spite of our failings, indeed because of our failings, we beg you to count us among the friends for whom you laid down your life in love. Amen. Meditation. We're making our last visit to the scene of Jesus' crucifixion. We've looked at the Roman authorities, the religious leaders, the soldiers, the apostles, the women, the crucified thieves, and all the spectators who were present on Calvary, even God himself. There is one more presence to consider. Look around. Not around Golgotha, but around this room. Were you there when they crucified our Lord? None of us could have been there physically, of course. Those events happened 2,000 years ago, in a land many miles away. And yet, in a sense, people of every time and place were there. In our oblivion to spiritual dangers, weren't we all there sleeping in the garden when Jesus told his disciples to stay alert and pray so they would not fall into temptation? In our fear, weren't we all there when Jesus' disciples ran away and Simon Peter denied knowing him? In our willingness to sacrifice other people to further our selfish agendas, weren't we all there when Judas betrayed Jesus and Pontius Pilate handed him over to be crucified, knowing him to be innocent? In our collective guilt for the sins Jesus died to pardon, weren't we all there with the Roman soldiers, lashing Jesus with a whip, pounding nails into his hands and feet, piercing his heart? In our grieving and in our mutual love and support, weren't we all there at the foot of the cross with John and the two Marys? In our hope for mercy and favor, weren't we all there with the crucified thief pleading, "Jesus, remember me"? In God's will for our redemption through Jesus' suffering and death, and in the free choice to accept or reject that great gift, weren't we all there in the crowd at Calvary? We were all there when Jesus was betrayed, when his followers ran away afraid. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. We were all there when Jesus was betrayed. We were there when they shouted, "Crucify," until Pilate had sentenced him to die. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. We were there when they shouted, "Crucify." We were there when they crowned his head with thorn, when his flesh by the cruel lash was torn. Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. We were there when they crowned his head with thorn. We were there when he trudged the road so steep, when the women began to wail and weep. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. We were there when he trudged the road so steep. We were there when they nailed him to the tree. When the mob mocked the Son of God with glee. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. We were there when they nailed him to the tree. We were there when it's finished, Jesus cried. When the earth quaked and soldiers pierced his side. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. We were there when it's finished, Jesus cried. We were there when they laid him in the tomb and anointed his body with perfume. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. We were there when they laid him in the tomb. We were there when they found at break of dawn that the stone was rolled back and he was gone. Sometimes God's power makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. We shall be there with Jesus living on. A meditation continues. Finally, we shift our eyes from the cross to the empty tomb. We can stop trembling with fear and tremble instead with awe at God's mighty work in raising Jesus in victory. Our Savior lives. The kingdom is at hand. In God's will for our redemption, we are there not only for Jesus' suffering and death, but also for his resurrection. The Bible confirms that hope. Scripture reading. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Our final scripture readings, drawn from the Gospels of Matthew and John, describe Jesus' resurrection and the immediate aftermath. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. us with the dawning. Roll away our gloom, for your dying ends in triumph, not in doom. There's no need for tears or burial perfume. When the stone is rolled away, there stands an empty tomb. Show the world today, Lord, show the world today. Show your risen glory, roll the stone away. Roll away the curtain from our point of view. Open up our eyes to what God's power can do. With the rising sun we see you risen too. When the stone is rolled away, we find the living you. Show the world today, O Lord, show the world today. Show your risen glory, roll the stone away. Roll away the traces of our pardoned sin. Clear the way for grace and love to grow within. Seeking to be holy, claiming Christ as kin. When the stone is rolled away, new life we shall begin. Show the world today, O Lord, show the world today. Show your risen glory, roll the stone away. Roll away our questions, every lingering doubt. Let the light of truth in, chase the darkness out. Hear more voices joining, eager and devout. When the stone is rolled away, we'll raise a joyful shout. Show the world today, O Lord, show the world today. Show your risen glory, roll the stone away. Our meditation continues. We are blessed to have the perspective of knowing what happened after Jesus suffered and died. We know that John's kingdom hopes didn't die on the cross. They were fulfilled in the empty tomb. We know that Mary Magdalene was not abandoned by Jesus. Their relationship was elevated to an eternal bond by his death and resurrection. All of us can share that bond if we so choose. And because Jesus lives today, we know that someone is listening when we call on Jesus' name, as the repentant thief did. Yes, Jesus will remember us. Will we remember him? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you suffered through a terrible ordeal before emerging victorious from the grave. Having dwelt for a short time in the shadow of the cross, may we emerge with deeper appreciation for your suffering and more extravagant joy in the victorious life you gained for us. All thanks, praise, and honor forever be yours. Amen. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again. This ends chapter 6. Song and scripture credits follow. The closing song is the first verse of God Be With You Till We Meet Again, words by Jeremiah E. Rankin, tune by William G. Tomer. The song We Were All There is adapted from the old spiritual Were You There When They Crucified My Lord, words by Linda Bonnie Olin, copyright 2016, Linda Bonnie Olin. The song titled Roll the Stone Away is set to the tune St. Gertrude by Arthur S. Sullivan, words by Linda Bonnie Olin, copyright 2016, Linda Bonnie Olin. www.lindabonnieolin.com. All other lyrics and all tunes are in the public domain. Here are scripture references for this chapter in order of appearance. Romans 6, verses 3 through 5, quoted from the New Revised Standard Version. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8 and 11 through 15, quoted from the New International Version. John 20, verses 1 through 20, also quoted from the New International Version. The New Revised Standard Version Bible, copyright 1989, the Division of Christian Education of the National Council of the Churches of Christ in the United States of America, used by permission, all rights reserved. The Holy Bible New International Version, copyright 1973, 1978, 1984, 2011, by Biblica, Inc., used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide.